Now, what's the problem statement of information visualization? To cut right to the chase, is how to map non-spatial abstractions into effective visual form. What does that mean? Now, maybe some of you have already heard of scientific visualization, and people, no, I said to you, it's an emerging field, information visualization, so some people get huffy-puffy about this is information visualization, and this is not information visualization, and this is scientific visualization. For me, the key distinction between the two is that in scientific visualization, you have already a three-dimensional model that you can map the data on. So what am I talking about? Imagine you want to know what's happening to the climate. You want to know what's happening to the ozone hole over the poles. How are you going to visualize it? You're going to use a globe, and you're going to map certain levels of chemicals or molecules or other properties or temperature onto this globe so that you can view it. So in that sense, you don't have to wonder, so how am I going to represent it? How am I going to map it? What's the metaphor I'm going to use to make the information available? I'm going to use a globe. Similar, if you're doing, let's say, airplane design, you already use a three-dimensional model of an airplane and of a wing in order to figure out how best to shape it so that the air flows over it, creating a least amount of friction. Then on the other hand, we have information visualization, which is about what are called information that doesn't have an obvious spatial mapping. For example, the content of the internet. It makes no sense to map it based on where it's stored, because it's a very large multidimensional space. Or, take for example, all your credit card purchases. Multiple dimensions, there's time, what you bought, different types of purchases. Or take financial information. Many, many dimensions about it in terms of, let's say, you're trying to trade stocks, and there's not an obvious mapping if you want to make sense of it all. So, information visualization is all about how can we take things that don't have an obvious spatial mapping, create abstractions that are effective visually. And we want to use the computer and its interactive capabilities and the visual abstractions that we've created to what's called amplified cognition. So that's a little jargony. What that means is to help us think through things, help us see patterns, help us gain insight, help us to understand.